Live from the Fortress of Freedom in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gerber Show. God bless America for Thursday, April 11, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu and the right-wing party is swept to a huge victory again, crushed the liberals. It's so bad the left may never recover. And Bibi will return for a fifth term as prime minister. And they told us he would lose. Wrong again. Two, a shocking exchange between House Financial Services Chair Maxine Waters and the heads of several big banks in Washington. In fact, so shocking, it'll scare the daylights out of you when you hear how completely out of touch she really is. She has no idea what's going on. And number one, on day two of his testimony on Capitol Hill, Attorney General William Barr tells a stunned Democrat that he's investigating spying on the Trump campaign in 2016. When pressed, he clarifies that, yes, he's investigating illegal spying on the Trump campaign. Quite a shocking moment to left those looking on in disbelief, those on the left anyway. And we'll get to that, but first, big breaking news. Just moments ago, Julian Assange arrested in London. Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder, dragged out of the Ecuadorian embassy in handcuffs after being there since 2012. According to this, 2,487 days since 2012. He looked like, well, he's got a big white beard like David Letterman recently. In 2016, WikiLeaks released nearly 20,000 emails from the DNC here in the States. He's also accused of sexual assault in Sweden. So why is he arrested? We're not sure right now. As he was pulled out in handcuffs, he shouted, "The UK has no stability. The UK has no stability." Assange hasn't even walked out of the building since August of 2012 for fear that he would be arrested and extradited to the United States for publishing thousands of those classified military and diplomatic cables through WikiLeaks. The Metropolitan Police Department in London saying he has been taken into custody at a central London police station where he will remain before being presented to Westminster Magistrates Court as soon as possible. The MPS had a duty to execute the warrant on behalf of Westminster Magistrates Court and was invited to the embassy by the ambassador following the Ecuadorian government's withdrawal of asylum. Home Secretary Sajid Javid tweeted, "Nearly 7 years after entering the Ecuadorian embassy, I can confirm Julian Assange is now in police custody and rightly facing justice in the UK. I would like to thank Ecuador for its cooperation and Metro Police for the professionalism. No one is above the law." Yesterday, Fidel Navarraz, the former counsel of the Ecuadorian to London, said the Ecuadorian embassy is not protecting Assange any further. It is doing everything possible to end the asylum. Now, he took refuge there in 2012, did Assange, in part to avoid sexual assault charges in Sweden. That probe was later dropped, but Assange fears he could be extradited to face charges in the U.S. where federal prosecutors continue to investigate WikiLeaks. And, of course, that has showed no signs of letting up in recent years. Last week, reports surfaced that the South American nation was tiring of the presence in the embassy. And the editor-in-chief of WikiLeaks currently, Kristen Rosnan, claimed Assange has been the victim of an extreme spying operation and it's part of a $3 million extortion plot. We'll keep an eye on this. And by the way, if you're not quite sure what WikiLeaks is, it's a company set up in 2006 as an anti-secrecy organization to allow whistleblowers to release information anonymously. By 2015, the WikiLeaks website had published more than 10 million documents, including some classified as top secret. The organization said its purpose is to bring important news and information to the public so readers and historians alike can see evidence of the truth. Well, truth is today that Julian Assange is in custody. We don't know what he's being charged with. I guess we'll find out more when he gets to magistrate's court, and we'll keep a close eye on that. Meanwhile, speaking of if Julian Assange was being spied on, according to the Attorney General of the United States, so was Donald Trump and his campaign in 2016. Shocking, it was. Yesterday, shocked was the Senate Appropriations Committee and Senator Jeanne Shaheen specifically of New Hampshire. She was asking Attorney General William Barr about the investigation when he said he's going to look closely at how the Russian investigation began, but much bigger than that, he believes there was spying. You have to hear this stunning back and forth between Attorney General William Barr and Gene Shaheen of New Hampshire, the senator there. Bite one. Go.
I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal. Generation I grew up in, which was the Vietnam War period, you know, people were all concerned about spying on anti-war people and so forth by the government. And there were a lot of rules put in place to make sure that there's an adequate basis before our law enforcement agencies get involved in political surveillance. I'm not suggesting that those rules were violated, but I think it's important to look at that. And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't. I guess you could. I think there's a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
You can hear how stunned she is. And he's like, I just told you spying occurred. So it took me a moment to get focused again. Yes, I'm telling you that I do believe that spying occurred, and not just with the FBI, but with the intelligence community in general. That opens up a big door. Was it the CIA, the FBI, the Department of Justice? A whole host of folks now in focus there. Which brings into focus people like John Brennan and James Clapper. So then he was pressed by Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii, because the bombshell set off by Barr acknowledging that the Trump campaign was spied on, it sent Democrats scrambling to unring the bell. And so Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii was sent in. He was tasked with a cleanup duty. Cleanup aisle three, Senator Schatz, aisle three, please. It's an emergency cleanup, aisle three. Here's bite number two. Listen to this. Go.
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing? Because I think the word spying could cause everybody in the cable news ecosystem to freak out. And I think it's necessary for you to be precise with your language here. You normally are, and I want to give you a chance to be especially precise here.
I'm not sure of all the connotations of that word that you're referring to, but, you know, unauthorized surveillance. I want to make sure there was no unauthorized surveillance.
Okay, thank you.
Is that more appropriate in your mind?
Does that work for you? So it went from spying to illegal spying. Unauthorized surveillance. If it's unauthorized, that means it's illegal. So Barr was very sneaky about that and slid that. So we went from spying to illegal spying, and the cleanup in aisle number three for Senator Schatz didn't go particularly well. Democrats have been scrambling ever since. Barr is off the rails, declared Nancy Pelosi. Barr is defending the president. Barr is the president's puppet, and so on and so forth. How about this? How about Barr is the only guy that's seen all the documents? How about Barr is the only guy that's seen the Mueller report of everybody in the room? How about Barr might actually have a pretty good idea of what's going on and what has gone on before? You know, you might serve yourself well to say less and listen more at this juncture, because the more you say on tape, the more it gets replayed later. It's 14 after. A quick break on the Steve Gerber Show on a Thursday. We'll be right back.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.